Thursday's meeting mainly focused on China's Belt and Road Initiative, Mongolia's Steppe Road Program, and a feasibility study on a free trade pact. Both sides agreed to advance cooperation in such fields as agriculture, livestock farming, energy, minerals, and infrastructure. Following the talks, Jagatugar Endobart and Lee witnessed the signing of 15 cooperation agreements ranging from trade, technology to radio and TV broadcasting. Li Keqiang said development is a common topic for both.
We agreed China and Mongolia should work together to address common development, step up the efforts in dovetail China proposed the Belt and Road Initiative with Mongolia's Steppe Road Program, and strengthen cooperation in some key industries, such as the livestock sector, which can not only benefit Mongolia's farms, but also meet the rising demand for related products in China.
The Chinese premier also suggested the two sides strengthen financial cooperation, expand the scale of currency swaps, and enhance people-to-people exchanges. Sharing a 4,700-kilometer-long borderline, China and Mongolia have witnessed warmer relations in recent years, along with closer economic links and political trust. China has for years been Mongolia's largest trading partner and largest source of foreign investment. The two-way trade has expanded 50 times over the past two decades. For his part, Adam Bart welcomed more investment from the Chinese firms, adding that Mongolia is positive with starting the feasibility study of a free trade pact. He highly spoke of the latest outcomes regarding bilateral cooperation.
The two countries reached important consensus on cooperation in such fields as trade, infrastructure, energy, finance, investment, and agriculture. The over a dozen cooperation documents signed at the end of the talks will improve cooperation efficiency, benefit the two peoples, and add a new driving force for the development of bilateral relations.
As part of the meeting, the two sides talked about the Asia-Europe meeting summit scheduled for Friday and Saturday in Ulaanbaatar. Li Keqiang called for joint efforts to deal with the challenges posed by weak economic growth, the refugee crisis, and the spread of terrorism.
In our opinion, it is still very necessary to add momentum to the economic growth and boost the confidence. The Brexit has caused a fluctuation to the global financial market. Looking ahead, from the stabilization of the market to regional stability to the world peace, all of them need the countries in the Eurasia continent to join hands.
The two leaders also attended the launching ceremony of a facility project dedicated to help the Mongolian disabled children, which is donated and built by the Chinese side. For CRI, this is Liu Mohan.